This is Community Action on Star 97.7.
It's presented by Machias Savings Bank. All roads lead to yes. We're talking with Ann Osana this morning, the program coordinator for Aging Services, and we're going to learn more about how we can all support Friendship Cottage.
There are several ways that people can help support Friendship Cottage. We're located in Blue Hill, and we are an adult day program. The first and most important way is probably everybody knows somebody who could use our services, whether it's your neighbor or a person that you go to church with, or maybe a family member. So if you think that they could benefit from our adult day program, please have them reach out to us. The second way that could be really helpful is we need volunteers at our program. Volunteers can include a one-time visit doing music or making a weekly commitment to come and do some one-on-one activities with our participants. It's a very rewarding way to spend some of your free time, and I promise you, you will learn a lot and you will laugh a lot if you do that.
And is there a process, any kind of a training process or a step-by-step for somebody that wants to get involved, or is it pretty easy to get started?
It's pretty easy to get started, but there is a process. We do have to do a background check and referrals on individuals. That's part of our licensing regulations, but it's a pretty simple process. If you're coming just for a one-time event, like playing music or reading or something like that, that's not, you can just come in and volunteer.
Well, and when you do have volunteers coming in to work with the folks at Friendship Cottage, how receptive are the people there? Like when you have somebody come in, maybe they bring a guitar, maybe they're there to tell stories or jokes. Are those people, I'm guessing, are pretty well received most of the time?
Absolutely. Pretty much everybody is well received when they enter into Friendship Cottage. It's a very warm and inviting group of people that attend every day, and the staff is the same way. So people feel very welcome and at home.
In just a moment, Ann will tell us about another way we can support Friendship Cottage on this week's edition of Community Action, brought to you by Machias Savings Bank. All roads lead to yes.
This is Community Action on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you exclusively by Machias Savings Bank, and they say that all roads lead to yes. We're talking with Ann Osana this morning, the program coordinator for Aging Services, and Friendship Cottage is in the spotlight again with more ways to help out this wonderful facility.
So finally, the third way that people can help is by making a donation to Friendship Cottage. Right now, we are having a campaign to build to buy the building back that houses Friendship Cottage. It was part of Downey's Community Partners, and the organization is in the process of dissolving, and so they have to sell their properties to clear some financial obligations. So we're trying to purchase the building back. We wanted to raise $750,000, and currently, as of this recording, we're at $421,430, so we're really at a good start. The house will go on the market on March the 1st, so we're looking towards that. If you feel like you want to make a donation, please feel free to reach out to me at 374-5612, and I can give you instructions of how to do that electronically, or if you want to do it by check.
374-5612, right?
Correct.
But that is awesome. Saw the story on Channel 5 about the fundraising, and it seems to be going up and up and up all the time. So we really hope that you can reach that $750,000 very soon.
So if it's $5 to $10 or to $10,000, we will graciously accept anything that people can give.
Community Action, brought to you exclusively by Machias Savings Bank. All roads lead to yes.